Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Good evening, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is...
Elroy Seegers.
And this is part two of our personal journey with our special guest.
Good part.
If you haven't had a chance, go listen to part one. You can see where Melissa was, her situation was, and tonight you get to listen to where she is now and her journey.
So how do you want to start off? You want to start off with that right there?
Yes.
So we're going to give you a sheet of paper.
Okay.
And I want you to read it out because it's your accomplishment. I don't know how, if you're aware or not, where you were and where you are now. Go ahead, read it out loud. Read it out loud.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was able to pay off 18 credit cards and loans totaling over $20,000 in 7 months. I didn't realize that. Took a trip to Cancun. Took a trip to Cancun, fully funded, paid for 2 emergency trips to see my dad. He passed away, but I was able to fully fund those to include airlines and everything. 1 girls' weekend trip to my sorority, fully funded. A family beach trip, fully funded. Now I'm planning another trip to Costa Rica, which will be fully funded. Because that planning ahead of time. I have a retirement fund with my company. I also now have emergency funds, 3 to 6 months in regular savings. And then at the bottom, it's just a list of those things, those credit cards and loans I was able to pay
that's,
off.
That's for you.
Wow.
So how you feel about that? Because you probably wasn't aware of all those things you've done.
Wow. $20,000.
In 7 months.
That's crazy. So, by any chance, do you know what was her total debt when y'all first started?
It's on the spreadsheet. It was like, with credit cards, it was right over 20, because she still had the car. That's a different story. So, $22,400.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can give you to the penny.
It's been 7 months. Pay that off.
Yeah.
Wow. What an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. And you started working with us January 15th.
Of this year.
And one of the things I said, look, go ahead and spend like you normally spend. Remember I said that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, just give me 30 days and I want to see how you spend. I said, don't change your habits. Do what you do. Give me the receipts. And I said, journal. I said, journal your emotions. Because I want you to reflect back where you were at some point in time in your life. I said, you may turn into a book. Who knows? I said, but it's important that you can reach back and attain that.
Mm-hmm. What you were feeling.
What you were feeling that day. Because a lot of things are emotions tied to why you do. Like, why is she spending?
Mm-hmm.
I said, journal that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, journal that.
Know the why. If you know the why, sometimes that helps you.
So true. Mm-hmm. And it was like, for her, it was just understanding that her decision tree had to change. Her accepting, you know, I can do better, because she had the money to do it. She didn't have the means to manage the money. And I'm saying, I'm going to provide the means to manage that money. And I said, you know, I would do this with you. I said, but you want to follow my rules. You know, I said, you know, and it says, it ain't going to be fun. I can tell you right now, because I know how you are. And I gave her a lot of leeway, because I know you can't just tighten the reins up.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to give you the runway. I'm going to give you everything you can. And then I slowly just funneled her habits down. But here's the thing. It was so easy to change her habits, because she started saying, well, I ain't doing that. I think the day it changed for you is when I said, you was going to your sorrow, I think. And she said,
what was the hat?
The hat.
Oh, y'all. I was like, it's a $20 hat. Is he serious right now?
I went off.
I did, off a hat. And I was like.
And when I said, it's not the hat. It's the fact that you didn't plan to do it. Mm-hmm. It ain't the fact that it's, and she said, it's just, I said, oh, it's just? Mm-hmm. Today is just 20. Tomorrow's gonna be just 200. Mm-hmm. It's just 1,000. I said, mm-hmm. Is that just what's gonna get you in trouble? Mm-hmm. So I was like, so you gotta always plan. I was like, okay. I said, take that hat back. She's like, well, I need the hat. I said, Robin said, Ellen. I said, all right, I'm gonna keep the hat. And she was like, woo! And then she sent the pictures, and it was so beautiful.
Yeah,
and
y'all were
doing our line dances, man. I was like, man, it's like, I just felt so proud of you just pushing forward. Because I know I can be difficult, but I always say, I love you. And I always sent you messages in the morning.
Always.
To lift you up.
Yep.
Hey, today's going to be a good day. No, where are you? And another thing I want to reflect, and you can chime in. We start doing the envelope system, Robin, right? The cash envelope.
Oh, yeah. He told me. I was like, oh.
And I said, put money in the envelope. Oh, and you're supposed to. You remember what happened? You spent all that money in like less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, I didn't get that comment. That didn't happen overnight.
I was like,
She did what? All the money gone? For 2 weeks?
Gone.
I thought that was supposed to just be for the 1 week. I didn't know that was supposed to last.
I said, how much money you get in the envelope? She said, it's not. I said, what?
It's only been like 3 days.
I said, where all your money go? Well, did you get a receipt? Well, yeah. I told her, I had to sit down and say, okay, I got to just sit down and just figure out
how
I
can.
I said, we got to change it. And then it came to me, oh, weekly amounts. Because what we was doing for her, we had money for groceries, mm-hmm. gas. You had to write envelopes. Mm-hmm. But you was like, I'm going to dip into this. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to dip into this. I'm going to beat the paper. Same old way.
Right.
And I said, Lord, give me a glimpse of what I need to do. And I said, I'm going to give her all that money for all those things, but narrow it down and just say, you're only going to get $90 a week to do all those things. And when she did that, you can speak to that now. What happened when you did that?
Like you said, I was able to manage my money a lot better and just being able to, number one, being able to see where your money goes. That makes a difference too, because, you know, living in the age where just so quick to swipe. And I know, and that just goes back to me and my impulsivity, if that's a word, just how I'm always impulsive to doing things. And so, you know, that definitely was a good lesson to have the physical money in your hands and having it have to leave your hands and knowing where your money goes makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And you feel good now?
I do. Yeah. I really do.
Did you ever think you'd be at this point?
No, I would not be at this point if it wasn't for y'all.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And I knew that you had it is when I didn't hear your name anymore. I said, okay, she got it now because Roy's not talking. We're not meeting and talking about it anymore. I said, and maybe a couple weeks ago, I said, you haven't said anything about Melissa. Oh, she's fine. I was like, okay. I mean, every day for a long time, he was talking. And I was like, oh, he ain't saying nothing anymore. He's not talking about Melissa. She must got it now.
Yeah. And that's when I knew you had it. And I know it's a sad situation. You used to say, when your dad got sick, everyone need a plan. If I said, you got it. Well, I would say, I never said, let's look. I said, you got it.
Right.
Because I knew how much money you had. Mm-hmm. I said, you got it. I do. Yeah, you got it.
And that's a good place to be. I mean, you know, it's just knowing that when anything comes up, any emergency that you, like I said, you have it. You don't have to worry, especially in an emergency situation like that. You already have 1,000 things going on in your mind and you're stressed and all of the things to worry about. And the last thing you want to be worried about is trying to, you know, finance, you know, how you going to get you know, pay for a plane ticket and do this and do that. So, I mean, that part is just, I mean, just that being able to just be able to not have to worry about, you know, where how you're going to.
And you went twice. Without a word in your world.
Now, think about it. When in part one, you said your friends was like, girl, do you. But now look at you. You doing you. Mm-hmm. Exactly what they said, but you being responsible.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The decision tree.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for me? What's not good for me? What's the want? What's the need? Because I always tell people, you can still do your wants. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the issue. It's like, how far into the wants do you want to sacrifice some of your future that you need to, you know mm-hmm. what you're going to dig into. You know, so now you like, I got to spend the money too. You know, I just tell her, hey, I need you to take $1,500 of your money and pay off this. But she's like, oh, how much? Okay. I said, I know it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then you came to me and said, I'm tired. I want to consolidate my bills. I said, you better not consolidate your bills.
I thought it'd be so much easier just to do it.
Yeah. I sat down with her. I said, take this money you got in this account and just pay for everything. And she's like, what? I said, in 30 days, you're going to get all that back in your first paycheck. She's like, oh my gosh, this guy probably lost his mind. I said, trust me, you got this. And she sat down and she went and paid everything. I said, now you consolidate all your debt mm-hmm. by yourself. I kept saying, you got to be self-sufficient and not rely on anybody but God. Mm-hmm. When you're able to do that, it was no longer crying to your mama, it wasn't crying to your daddy, it wasn't crying to anybody, your friends. Then I said, if you can't give away money, don't do it.
Right.
Because there's no such thing as loan. Because you're, because mm-hmm. the people you loan the money to, you can't go back and borrow money from them. Because
they ain't having the first place. That's how they going to pay you back.
Yeah. That's why they asked you for it.
You just gave me $300. Well, I can't give you $200 back, girl. I still need some more from you today.
Exactly.
So I think those are the things I saw you change. You know, I saw your questioning start to change. You know, hey, what about my retirement? I was like, oh, this is different.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Send me that paperwork.
Right.
I look at it and I said, girl, you know, you already got a account number set up. He said, what? I saw the questioning just was different. You know, I start seeing her not making like, you know, can I buy? It's like, hey, I'm thinking about buying this year, and this is the impact of my decision. Okay. If you're good with it, I'm good with it.
So you just became a sounding board.
That was
for
it.
Her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was it. You know, mm-hmm. do you think this is a good buy? Oh, she had furniture to sell. And she's like, how much should I sell this for? That's all it was for. It's like X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she was making the decisions, and it was healthy decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It was no longer decisions to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It was decisions to advance your finances.
Wow. Yeah.
Before it was to survival. It was survival mode. Mm-hmm. And after it was like I'm advancing my situation. You know, and now she has no finances, you know. This does that mean y'all can come to her and borrow money, family? That ain't gonna happen because she's gonna say what? But you're gonna say no.
That's right. No, enough of that.
Yeah. So she just changed. I didn't see it every day, but I can just hear it in the text. Because she knows how I am. I've been like this. Stop saying those negative things. I said, because you put it out in the atmosphere, something's going to grab onto it. I said, you got to say positive things. Even when you don't feel like it, you still got to put out those positive things. But one thing we talk for my pastor is, don't let that come out, because it's hard to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to basically, you know, own up what you're doing and then push yourself forward. And I just saw that in a lot of texts. I just go back and say, what did she say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. She good. I just saw some of the questions and stuff. And it was like early in the morning. She would text you at, girl, what time? 6 o'clock in the morning? I'd be like, ping, ping. And I'll respond back. So I just saw her just, even in text, I felt the spirit to change. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds crazy because I didn't see her, but I could see the tone just change. And I said, oh, man, I'm backing off of her. She got this thing here. You know, it was good for her. You know, her process was, I don't think it was easy, but like I said, it was what? Doable.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are afraid because they know it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
That's
and you got to move past that because you got to see what you want it to be and fight through that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give into that fear because you'll never move.
You'll never move.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know it's humbling because you asking somebody for help, but I never judged them. I never put it down. I was just firm.
Yeah.
You know, but also loving to her, like, okay, I'm gonna be firm, but I'm gonna back up a little bit. I'm saying, you can't do that. Hey girl, I still love you. Let's do this right here. You know.
Now, in case anybody wanna know, this is our niece, so we can say that.
Okay. But you know, it's just
I don't care if it's my niece, it's still gonna be wrong.
But you know what I'm saying, say I love
but
you.
Sometimes you need that though. You need someone to, you know, have that tough love. That someone just gonna push you and just, you know, get you where you need to be and not just say what you, you know, need to hear to say. But and that's what I mean, you know, he did do that. I just that one time with that one hat, he was like, no, to the $20 hat. And I don't even think it cost $20. I think it cost less than that.
What
I'm gonna look it up too. I bought it on Amazon. But you know, you do need that though. But still, with love behind it,
right?
And,
right.
You know, always sending a word of encouragement,
right? That's one thing about him with our family, with our sons, is that when we first got on this journey, he put us through the same thing that he put you through.
Oops.
Spend for 30 days. Let's see where the money's going. And then came up with a plan. And that's the beginning of the spreadsheet. And we were just approved to build this house. And from January to June, because we moved in Memorial Day weekend, we had paid off debt and saved $12,000. This was coming from a place where I was doing the finance and I was just paying stuff as it came in. I ain't had no plan. I was just, and it was always short sometimes or too much sometimes. And I'm freaking out. So I finally gave it over to him in 6 months, paid off stuff and saved $12,000. So that's when I was like, okay. So
you
when
know
he
you doing?
Yeah. So when he said it's time to tighten up, I do not fight.
Okay. Right.
And when he said, okay, we can go do such and such. And don't, ladies listening to this, don't think because he's the man and I'm the woman, and I'm like, okay, honey. No, he's the one with the financial sense. And so I'm going to follow the one with the financial sense. If it was me, he would be following me. It doesn't matter the gender. It just happened that's his gift. So I'm going to ride that wave because that's his gift. And when he say tighten up, I tighten up. So when he's hard, when it's hard on you, he get hard on us. Nope, y'all, you know, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing this. And I'll be like, okay, because I know there's a bigger picture. He's not saying no for a reason. Mm-hmm. Just to be saying no, he's saying it for a reason because there's a bigger picture. So once you find that person, or you even contact us, you find that person that will ride with you like that and have that sense, you better stick with them. Mm-hmm.
So talk about you was going to Cancun, you know. And I know a lot of times in this process, you kept saying, oh, I forgot about this bill. I said, no problem, you got it. She's like, oh, Lord. Oh, I forgot about that. I said, no problem, you got it. Cause I knew I in my head, I'm like, okay, she got this, she got this, she got this. Bring it. How much is it? Okay, we got it. Or don't forget about, bring it on. We're good. She's like, you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, yes. And one thing I knew about Melissa, spreadsheets are not her forte. And I knew that from the first week. I said, okay, I just can't give her a spreadsheet. I just didn't say, you know, here, you got your budget. Pay for this, save this. Do that every 30, you follow that process, we're good. And in 5-4 months, you're going to have this. She's like, okay. So I couldn't say, even though we shared a spreadsheet, she ain't never look at it. I just had screenshot, boom, pay these bills. And she says, I'm saving that much this month? Yes, you are. That's a lot. I know.
See, you know, soldiers follow orders. Yeah, there you go.
And you executed extremely well. So I'm always trying to teach people, like, you know, the decisions of, like, your money, even when it comes to warranty. She was going to Cancun, and I said, hey, Melissa, make sure you get you buy the plan where you can, not even insurance, but you can just change or cancel it.
Because I was even asking
I said, it's perfect.
Advice like that. I was like, should I get the warranty on the trip?
Actually, I was a concierge. I need the flight to go to Cancun. Find me one.
Okay.
I would. I'd be like, no problem. No problem. I need to play to go to Indianapolis. Family went, okay, no problem. I did. I said, no problem. I'll find your flight. You want to find? I'll find your flight. You want to go in the morning, noon, afternoon? You want to come back? Morning. I said, no problem. I'll find you one. Boom. How's this price? I'm saying, how's this price? Because I know she can afford it. The low one and the high one. Which one you want to do? I'm going to do, okay, good. I never said, that's too high. I said, I know what you're going for. Price does not matter at this point in time because you had the means. I said, but always buy the room when you have to pay a little bit extra when you can do the exchange fee before all that COVID stuff. And lo and behold, you change how many times to Cancun? Once or twice you change your airlines?
I think once.
And you say, doing it once paid for that.
It did. Yeah. Oh, because it paid for itself.
And a lot of times people don't want to pay that extra $20, $30 or $40. No, don't. Pay $40 and no exchange fee or cancellation fee. I said, girl, you need to get that because you never know.
Because you never know.
And she got it. She said, I need to change my flight. I was like, Lord, thank God she got that insurance. Not insurance, but you paid a little extra to do the no fee cost exchange. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I try to do is like, that is still budgeting because you're saving money on the back end if you gotta pay for that. Mm-hmm. But it's also about your decisions that you're making that you can see, hey, if I do this right here, if I need to, I'm good. If I don't, it's a sense of comfort. It's a sense of, you know, I can sleep better at nighttime knowing that I have that in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because that emergency fund is your back pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we set up different goals for her. You know, like, hey, we're gonna make sure we do these things for you so you just move forward. And you just continue this plan, and you're fine. And she's, and to me, I mean, I see, I haven't seen you since the beach, right? And to see you walk through that door, I said, man, she looks light.
Yeah.
She looks so light. You know, your mindset looks so light, and your smile is so pleasant. And that's the change. Because believe it or not, people don't realize debt can make you look and feel heavy.
Bondage.
Your shoulders are down. Your head is down. Now you came in like, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? I'm like, okay.
You like free. You free, yes.
You know, and just think, all from January 15th.
Ain't been a year yet.
Exactly.
Has not been a year.
So what we got plans to do come December, January? We're doing what? Hey, say it loud, girl. Say it again. Say it again.
I'm moving out my parents' house.
She told me, find me a place. Find me a car. Please. I'm like, okay. All right.
I love you, Mom, and you know, but
I said, okay. And I'm like, did she send me a thing for a car? And I was like,
oh, well, yeah.
I was like, she's like, oh. I said,
tell them what I said, what kind of car?
Oh, Mercedes Benz. And I said, that nice.
That real nice.
That nice. But we ain't going to do that just yet. I said, because what I told her, I said, before you move out, I want you to start saving like you live into that apartment.
Right.
So if your apartment is $2,000, I want you to say $2,000 light bill, water bill. I want you to add all those things on top of it and then put that aside. Now, there's two things. It gives you a larger savings account for later on, but it teaches you whether or not, I need to find something smaller because I can't afford all this here because there's so many startup fees going into your new apartment.
Right.
But you also know that what you got now, you won't have as much access to. So I got to be able to live on the rest and still do all those things to survive. Mm-hmm. Not just survive. I want to strive.
You want to thrive. Yeah.
You know, I want you. I just want to thrive. I want you to do well. And so a lot of times we move out and then we like, man, I'm struggling, but I'm doing good by myself. And you have no extra means to do better. Sometimes you get a second job or get a better job, get a raise. But you had it. You just had to just make wiser decisions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we plan on moving out in December. No, I'm saying we, like I'm moving in with her.
Right. <That's okay>.
I feel accomplished.
You can help with the moving process.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Physically moving things.
And see, thinking about her, she wasn't afraid to say, hey, can you help me find a car? I'm like, sure. Because I felt like, you know, she was asking because there's something that she could not do or she wanted someone to help her with. And she wanted to make no bad decision.
Right.
And I was like, well, she sent me the message. I said, that's a loan. I'm going to get you what you need. And I said, we're going to get what you need to get. And that Mercedes Benz, it's doable. I said, but let's make sure we can attain some goals.
Right.
Because a car investment is the worst investment.
It really is.
Depreciate the money.
Yes.
Serious.
But your retirement plan, that's an investment.
Yeah.
That grows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, yeah, it's great. And you can get that. But I'm about paying that cash for you. And she's like, I said, hey, you can pay for cash for a car. How much? $20,000? She's like, what? I said, we can get that in about 6 months. She said, really? I'm like, yeah, you can. I said, because, you know, you have changed the way you do things, the way you process, you know, your do's and your don'ts and your wills and your wants. You have done a whole lot of mental changing. And I think you've come a long way from where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep saying, it's less than a year.
Yeah.
It's less than a year. That's why I printed it out for you because I want you to read it. Because I knew you didn't know all that. Mm-hmm. No, I knew you didn't. I did the same thing to Robin for Christmas. Remember that Robin? I said, here's all the things to be paid for in 1 year. I printed it out.
Yeah.
And she read it. She was like, we've done all this in 1 year. I said, yeah.
Because
sometimes you don't realize when you just going through, you just like, check.
Going through the most.
But when you sit down and see what you accomplished, and you need to realize, and that's just the glory of God right there saying, you know, I got you. But that's your movement part right there.
Because a lot of people, our pastor, and we have raised talking about him because he says so much profound stuff. Mm-hmm. He said a lot of people, we pray, but we don't put any movement mm-hmm. on those prayers. And you think God is like a genie. He's just mm-hmm. going to come on it. And that's not how it works. Yeah. God said he blesses movement. Mm-hmm. So as we move, he moves. So we have to do our part.
So what have you learned through all this process? I mean, what if you had to tell somebody else, let me change that, go back into a younger you, what would you tell a younger you?
First, I would say don't be afraid to be willing to be vulnerable, to open up yourself to have someone help you. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first barrier that most people have is just making that step to, because of the embarrassment, the shame of how did I let myself get here? Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm a grown person, like how in the world, you know, am I at this place in my life and now I'm having to ask somebody else, you know, for their assistance. So I would say the first thing would be is just to let all that go and just be able to be, you know, open and vulnerable to letting someone help you is the first step. And then the second step is just like you guys have kept saying, just that just knowing that it's all going to pay off. It's all for your, you know, betterment. It's for your growth. And it's not just that, but for someone else too. Like I said, your test is the testimony. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I've always believed, that you know, God will put us through situations, but, you know, we may not necessarily understand why we're going through.
Right.
But, you know, he knows, you know, exactly how, why he's orchestrating mm-hmm. those steps. Mm-hmm. And so just, you know, being willing to just be, you know, submit yourself to the process, because it's like, it's going to be painful.
Right.
It's going to be painful, but just being willing to be open to learn and just know that it's all going to pay off at some point, even
right.
if, as much as it hurts in the beginning, it's going to pay off. So.
Right. And most people don't want that pain. They rather enjoy themselves now and
mm-hmm.
deal with it down the
yep.
road.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's never going to come to fruition, but that pain, and I always say that you're going to pay now, you're going to pay later.
Right.
You decide.
Right.
But somewhere you don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to make that decision to pay it now
mm-hmm.
so you can enjoy it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
process, so. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. It definitely is.
But now you have control. Before it controlled you. Before you lean on others, you always, you know, and I saw that, I heard it in your voice. I remember when we was going through the process and you had to do something. You said, okay, let me go talk to her. I said, you got money. Why are you asking him? And she said to herself, I'm so used to asking him for a loan.
Her
I forgot to let my brother,
yeah.
her father, her stepdad. She felt like herself that she had the means to. It was just a natural reaction,
mm-hmm.
like taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why you need money for him? You got this. You know, and one thing he always said, how's she doing? She's doing good. She's doing good. He's like, okay. Is she for any money? Nope. She's doing good. He was like, okay, she's not coming to me for anything.
Yeah. Shocker, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was like, I said, any packages come to the house? And I remember the package came to the house. I said, Melissa, what you just buy?
Mm-hmm.
No. Let me explain it right now. So I was like, she was like, how you know? I was like, I'm asking you. In the back, she's coming to the house.
Oh.
Let me explain it right now.
You got a big old camera set up so that I know about.
But that was mistake. I said, okay. She's like, oh, geez, I got to explain myself. I need to start telling on myself. But that was the thing, you know, I wanted, like, you know, hey, somebody. You need to watch over yourself,
but
like somebody's watching over you.
But it's accountability
kind of
too, like you Bob said earlier. Something like we don't have someone accountable to make us accountable either.
Yeah.
Like you said, girl, it's like, girl, I said, you single,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got no kids,
yeah.
like, do you
mm-hmm.
live your life?
Yeah.
And no one to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you're just going to keep following those same
yeah.
patterns
yeah.
Yeah.
and not change.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let me clarify something as far as when you had all that money in the envelope. She spent $400 in 2 weeks, y'all. And I
was it $400 in 2 weeks?
Yes. I remember because I said, Robin, she don't want to spend all that money. And she ain't got nothing for 2 more weeks. He was like, hey, I need some more money. I was like, you're going to struggle for the next 2 weeks. You're going to be on the struggle bus. So then we came back the next month and we started putting $90 per week for all of them. It was for food, restaurant, and shopping. Mm-hmm. And $90 a week is a lot of money. Right?
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah, it is.
And she jumped on that plan so fast and she managed it so fast. At one point in time, I said, how much you can you get? Oh, I got $50. I said, you know, Wednesday, every Wednesday we'll pay ourselves. Mm-hmm. I said, no, they win. She said, it is. I said, they pay day. She's like, but I still got money from previous week. It's amazing how. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday, I said, it's payday. She's like, it is. Mm-hmm. I used to do every Wednesday. It's payday. Because she was paying herself every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, hey, create a fifth envelope of the first of the month just to make sure we can have that gap. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing that. And she's been maintaining that. You know, she was like, one time, she's like, man, I ain't spent no money in 2 weeks. I was like, wow. So she started
managing. And your desires change too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing too. Like
you saw growth in your finances too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Because that bug gets you. You're like, ooh, if I took this back, that this can grow. That, mm-hmm. Ooh, because that's what happened to me. I was like, ooh, I like to see that account grow. Okay, Roy, turn this off and turn that off. And, turn, and he's like, girl, we gotta live. Right. I'm like, what? Turn this out, we'll eat this movie. Because that money was grown and I liked seeing it.
I told her while we was down the beach, I said the best conversation that I accidentally overheard when you was talking to your sister, and you said, oh, go ahead and cash up me that money that you owe me. I said, well, hello.
Oh, shoot, I don't even remember that, but yeah.
You told her that. I said, Rob, I said, I don't know what they're sharing, but I heard her say, make sure you cash out me my money. And she said, okay. Now, the old Melissa was like, don't worry about it. I got you. Mm-hmm. The new Melissa was like, Mrs. Shelton, cash out me that money. I was like, girl, she told her to give her money. And I was like, that just blew me away. I was like, oh, my gosh, she asked for her money back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. Because now you can start telling people, you're going to come to me, you're going to come correct. Mm-hmm. And I think when I heard that, I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you for letting me hear that, Lord. Because now I know I can just... I can let it go. I can let it fly.
Because, you know, people will count your money a part of their budget. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not working mm-hmm. for me and you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what it became. I'm working for mm-hmm. me and mm-hmm. you. You spending your money however you want, and then you get money from me.
They cover
the rest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no, we mm-hmm. can't do that.
And see, I left out the fact that you hit a rental car down the beach, and that's part of that plan, too. Mm-hmm. Got a rental car. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Look at all those things you're able to do when you get money in your pocket. And not have to worry about the stress of money.
Right.
I mean, that mindset can just change all mm-hmm. not just your life, but anybody that you get married to, have kids, their lives. Mm-hmm. Because now you're like, I have the tools to teach the next generation. Right. I have the tools to teach my family, mm-hmm. my friends. Because you're gonna be around people that's going to always influence you to do what they want to do. Ain't got a dime in the pocket.
Mm-mm.
Ain't got a dime in the pocket.
Now, everyone that's listening to this, listen to the pattern. Not only is she funding her entertainment fully,
mm-hmm.
she's funding saving.
Mm-hmm.
She's saving her money.
Mm-hmm.
She's saving for her retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on top of her bills and expenses.
Mm-hmm. And planning to go to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. So she's not just spending. We're not just talking about all the spending. She's doing all of that.
She's mastering those things too.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And I think, you know, like a proud father I am with my two boys, I just felt so proud of you and what you're. I always do when I'm with people. I feel like, you know, man, I hope they know this accomplishment. So I try to jot down those things to make sure you look at your accomplishments next month. Mm-hmm. Look at your accomplishments next, you know. And I always said, hey, in 3 months, you're going to have this. She was like, okay. In 2 months, you're going to have this. Okay. Next month, you're going to pay this bill, but you're going to get this back here. Okay. She was always that okay mm-hmm. person. But then she's like, oh, okay, I can see it now. It came in.
Mm-hmm.
And now she sees the benefit of just making those decisions now because they want to impact you so bad later.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. you know, and when you and I was when you move out, you're gonna have a party on top of party.
Boy, don't you know? It's gonna be the celebration of the year. It's gonna be bigger than New Year's Eve.
But it's well deserved.
It's
well deserved. Mm-hmm. And I know going from January 15th remember that day so well, to where you are now, and then where you're going to be in a few months on your, in your own apartment, it's going to be even a bigger, because it's about freedom,
mm-hmm.
Relying on yourself, and you, and you making your financial means to rely on yourself, and you don't have to make those phone calls no more.
Mm-hmm. Now you can be feeling
grown.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what independence is about.
Yeah.
That's what financial freedom is about, mm-hmm. is that piece right there. Mm-hmm. Having your own.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound easy, but when you don't have the means to make it easy, or you don't become vulnerable to the process, you are very vulnerable to the process. So I always just call me, text me any morning, any time of day or night. I'm like, this child don't text me. What the world? I was like, let me get up and answer it. I want to make sure that I was available. I would text so much. She was like, okay, can we just talk later? Because she got me stuck. She's like, can we just talk later? I'm like, okay, cool. Come on, you're free. But it's a joy to see you sit here at this table. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know, you know, even doing this is a reach for you. You know, but I know this reach is going to reach people that need to hear it in their household, in their cars, on their phones, because this is the message that's going to change lives. This is the message that you can identify and attach to. That piece of paper in front of you, something you can look back and say, "Wow, I did all that in 7 months,"
mm-hmm.
and I listed all of them. I think I might have missed one or two, but I think I went back and captured everything.
Right.
You know, and so I want you to see it.
And those people out there that say, oh, $20,000, mm-hmm. I got way more debt than that, it's still doable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find that accountability mm-hmm. partner or that financial coach that can help you and mentor you through this. Mm-hmm. And you have to put in the work.
But you
still can do it, because I hear stories all the time, people with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Taking that leap of faith and doing what they have to do and paying it down.
Yeah.
So don't think just because you have more that you can't do it. Mm-hmm. No, you can do it. If you want it, you can have it.
And I knew I had to go in easy and then switch it on to aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's why I was switching on to aggressive. You're like, I want to do this. She was saying, don't forget, I need to pay off this. I'm like, yeah, I got this on the spreadsheet. You know about that. Don't forget, I need to pay back this. Okay, I got this on the spreadsheet. She kept asking me, don't forget. I'm like, if she asks me one more time, don't forget. I'm going to come and snatch a knot in her.
Mm-hmm. But that was good, because that means she was engaged.
Yeah, she was engaged. But, but she was questioning me, is this on the spreadsheet? I'm like, yeah, it's on there. Because I had it really memorized and stuff, you know, and I had it on my phone too. But she always made sure she didn't forget something. Mm-hmm. Did you get this bill? Yeah. We got to the point where she was forgetting a few things. I know normally it takes almost 2 months for people to actually capture everything, because you forget about the small things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, here's another one. And then we finally got a good system in place. So it took us about 60 days. But in those 60 days, I said, let's build some emergency fund. We're not going to pay off anything. I said, we're just going to just pay these bills, let them go. We're going to just save some. I said, I want you something in your hand. Because what happens when you got a credit card and you use your credit card for your emergency, now that credit card would be something you got to pay off.
Right.
I wanted to rely on myself.
So build a savings first, your emergency savings first.
And then when she did that, we had to get some tires or something like that. I said, go ahead, pay for the tires. Mm-hmm. You get the money. She said, okay. Yeah. You got to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it didn't faze me one bit while still having to go to pay off things.
Mm-hmm.
I just
being able to do.
Yeah,
that's the key thing, is still being able to do other stuff at the same time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Paying off the other trip to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
Just planning for things that may or may not pop up, paying off those bills, and just, you know, what I did with her, I prioritized all her bills, you know, one through 200, you know, I prioritized them. I can say, I'm going to pay off this one, I'm going to pay off. And I had a date by it. Boom, how are we going to do it? I said, you're going to pay off this one this month.
That
and,
definitely helped.
Yeah. I said, don't worry. I said, this date we're going to pay off this. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you don't understand it. I said, but I'm going to put a number beside it. And this is how we're going to address each one. Mm-hmm. I want you to see one through the number 18, 19, 20. How are we going to pay for it, and how it's going to apply, the snowball effect type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how you're not going to take that money and say, oh, I just paid off a bill for $200. No, that $200 is not going to go to something else. So just keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just got bigger and better and faster. And we got to the finish line. And I said, hey, you're done next month. She said, what? You're done next month.
Mm-hmm.
I said, everything is done. She said, what? I said, now, then I put a spreadsheet. I sent a snapshot. I said, look how much money you're saving per month now. She was like, oh, my God. Now look at your total bills now. Almost nothing.
And all of this is on her current employment. Her
current job. She didn't change anything.
She didn't get a second job. Yep. She
Thanks
didn't
for saying
get
that.
None of that. Because a lot of people think, well, let me go get another job and then it'll get
that.
Better. It don't get better. It get worse because now you got extra money.
Extra
you spend
money.
Even more.
Right.
I'm so
glad you said that. Our model for our app is same money,
new
level.
Level.
You don't need to get a new job. You need to manage what you have.
I'm glad you said that because that is so important.
Same money, new level.
That is so important.
She had the same money. She went to another level.
You did.
There.
Yep. Look at that smile, girl. Look at that smile.
There goes.
Like, you know, you need one of those two for the dollar sign. Well, babe, is there anything else you might want to add or ask her? Anything else you want to say? You know,
I just want to say I'm proud of you.
I'm
so happy for you. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what else you got going on.
Yeah.
And y'all, we didn't mention that. What's your career field?
I'm physician assistant.
Hello.
We so proud of that.
Hello. Hello. So that's what Gifted Generations Dash Plus can do for you.
That's right.
We can
that's
help
right.
you put yourself, you can put a rabbit out of a hat. But the rabbit's going to be some dollar signs. I do want to say I'm extremely proud of you because I don't know if you know you remember or not, but I actually came to you 2 years before then.
We came to all the nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys sure did.
Yeah.
You did.
But we had to wait for you guys to
come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because what she did, she went through a 6-week program where we did a PowerPoint presentation. And I was just trying to change my mindset. But she was really far beyond that because there were some things that we had already had in place just for conversation. But I'm like, let's still go through because I want you to see. And I was looking for critique too to make sure I can change some things. And she went through that and we hit the ground. I mean, like running a 100-yard dash at the end of the race. That's how strong she went in. And I was like, man, she's going to do good. You know,
yeah.
I said, she's going to do exceptionally
and
well.
And like we said, that we can't want it more
mm-hmm.
than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we offered it to all the nieces and nephews, we just stood back and
mm-hmm.
waited for whoever came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we was, come on, we ready mm-hmm. to help him.
Yep. And you took it up and now look at you now.
Right.
And here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. People say, well, I don't need that. I'm doing good in my finances. But you can do better.
Yes, mm-hmm. indeed.
You can do better.
Mm-hmm. And of all the nieces and nephews, you the oldest.
No,
gotta
be Shayna.
You know
what I mean? That's right. Shayna. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're gonna be the example
mm-hmm.
for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna see
listening.
You.
I better listen to this.
Yeah. You're gonna be the example for the rest of them.
But no loans.
No more.
Tell them that.
And that has changed too.
Melissa Savings and Loan is gone.
Is that MSL?
If not FDIC.
No.
Okay,
oh, my
no.
God. Oh my God.
It's gone.
It's not insured.
They shut down.
And that's what I see you part of. I'm not saying that because there's so many changes that you have mastered. That's just one of the biggest things is knowing, you know, me first.
Yeah.
God
oh,
and
yeah.
me first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God didn't be first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm extremely proud of you. Thank you for driving up and doing this podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
I kept
you
saying, that. I kept saying, we're not gonna let that thing happen to you. I said, no her, no friend, no dog, no nothing. I said, you need to get up here. Do this thing. Because we don't want the enemy to win. And
oh, yeah.
not doing it right, the enemy wins because you have a spiritual person. Message
mm-hmm.
that I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You download this here and you play it with your friends and girl, this is where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And not only that, you want to make sure when as you go into your life, as you in your relationships, you want to make sure you set those same kind of foundation with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
If that person's not making those kind of sound decisions, you need to get in there
mm-hmm.
or you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person can bring
mm-hmm.
you down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It can bring you down. So you got to make sure whoever you get yourself involved in, they can, I ain't saying he has to lead or you got to lead. You got to say, you both got to understand.
Right. Be on the same page.
You know,
exactly.
Like, you know, because I'm a very strange, I'm a spender/saver. When you say it, Robin,
yeah.
I spend, but I save.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Robin, let's go shopping. Robin, let's go save.
Right.
Robin, let's go shopping. Robin, let's save.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always, okay. Robin, pack your bags. We're going X, Y, and Z. And she said to me, can we stop doing things on the weekend? I'm just tired. Because I'm a busy boy. I know I am. But she's always ready. She's always there to support.
What did he say?
Yeah, like, she's always there to support. Because I'm looking at the numbers and stuff. She's looking at, I said, hey, we got a free disc for a night. Oh, we're going out, Roy. We're going out. Hey, look, do you want to go X, Y, and Z? But that comes from preparation and planning. Mm-hmm. We're planning our vacation a year out. But, you know, if you, and what people don't realize, if you save a little bit now, it's less when you got to make that change. Mm-hmm. We tend to say, I ain't going to save. I'm going to put on a credit card. Who are you paying? You paying the bank all that money back. Mm-hmm. You ain't paying yourself. Saving means you're paying yourself, and you're saving for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you've learned that. Now, yeah, you put it on a credit card, but then you pay it off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, well, all right, I got the credit card to buy it. I'm going to pay it off at the end of the month when the bill comes in. I'm good. A lot of people pay for, $20 a month ain't much. Mm-hmm. 20 becomes 40. 40 becomes 80.
Yeah.
Well, 100 ain't much. And you're paying all that interest. That's and cool. Now with the interest rate so high, you're paying a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. It's about decisions.
Yeah.
It's about decisions. So I want to wrap it up. Any last words for you, man? I just sip on that tea. No, that's no. She sipped on the tea as she gave the tea.
No, just once again, just thank you for the opportunity to tell my story, and just thank you for what you guys have done for me. It's beyond what words can express how grateful I am to you, and just the journey that I've been on with you all, and mm-hmm. the support and encouragement that you guys have shown me, and I love you all both dearly for it.
Well, we love you too. And we're so happy and proud of you, and we can't wait for the housewarming
yes,
party.
Yes, we'll you'll be invited.
So everyone, thank you for listening in. Thank you for being our faithful listeners, and definitely download and share. Listen, download and share part one and two, because this is definitely a testimony for someone else to hear, some encouraging words for mm-hmm. someone else that's trying to get on this journey. So please listen, download, and share this message.
And guess what? You have just freed yourself up to talk about your story to anybody now. Mm-hmm. Because you was probably like, oh, I want to share, I don't like my voice. But now your voice is going to be heard by millions. Mm-hmm. And now you can share it. Mm-hmm. It's that powerful that when someone, and you hear somebody, and I know, I ain't going to tell you, I hear a comment, I was like, you struggling financially? This brother in my, yeah, I am. I mean, I'm just... If I hear it, but I also got to hear the voice of spiritual concern
yeah. mm-hmm.
before I like lean into mm-hmm. someone's conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can help you out. You know, mm-hmm. Here's my card. But thank you for coming up. I appreciate you. So we can be found on different podcasts. My wife, she is the social media queen. Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio is. We can find us by searching Financeology 101. Twitter handle at GiftedGen2019. Instagram is gift.gen. Facebook, GiftedGen LLC. And then, of course, our podcast can be found on our website. It's giftedgenerations with s-llc.com/podcast. Don't forget that dash, because if you get that dash before the LLC, you're going to end up somewhere that you ain't got no place being. And it may cost you a whole lot of money to get up out of there. So don't do it, y'all.
And just remember to download the app. Go to Google Play Store for mm-hmm. those Android users to download Bags of Money app. And like we said, it is the app version of the spreadsheet that we use to help our clients. Right. So go and check out the app. You can use it yep. free for 30 days. Right. So
yeah. Listen, you always ask me, how do you know 3 months out how much money I'm going to have? Because the spreadsheet was built off the same person. I can go to that certain deal in that spreadsheet based off her spending habits and say, oh, yeah, in 3 months, you're going to have about $5,000, $6,000. I knew already.
Right.
Anything that it took away from it would just lower the amount, or anything to add to it would just raise the amount. So I already knew where we was going to be 7 months down the road.
And the app does the same thing. Yeah. So go out there, download it and play around with it and see what it can do for you. And yeah. let it bless your life.
It will. Like Melissa has blessed our life.
And I can bless
you. Well, thank you, ma'am. So we're going to end the session. Signing off.
All righty. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session,
and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.